The girl had an impossibly beautiful face. The heady combination of youth and expensive plastic surgery. She smiled as she took my credit card, swiping it with the well-practiced precision of somebody well-versed with stealing ridiculous amounts of dollars from well-heeled guests. "Welcome to the Dakota Hills Hotel. I hope you enjoy your stay with us." I took my room key, reached for my lone suitcase, and headed for the lift. "Let me take that for you, sir," said the eager puppy dog bellhop, a hipster-looking dude with a coal-black designer beard and swept back blonde hair. Normally I would have said a polite, "No, thank you, I can manage." But I was too tired to argue, sleepwalking through the lobby, looking every bit like a man who had just spent the last 18 hours on an uncomfortable flight from nowhere to somewhere. A tinny instrumental version of Royals by Lord played in the ornate mirror-rimmed elevator. I stared at the numbers, transfixed by every digit change, waiting silently for this part of the nightmarish journey to end. Which it suddenly did, with an abrupt stop and the two metal doors sliding open with a hushed whisper. "I can take it from here," I said, reclaiming my suitcase with one hand and handing over a $10 tip with the other. "Thank you, sir," replied the beaming bellhop, "and if there's anything you need during your stay, don't hesitate to ask for me. Jerome." I didn't catch the rest of his sales pitch, saved by the doors as they slid together just as quietly as they had opened. My suite was the second doorway from the left. Once inside, room key slid into the slot and low lights coming on, an overwhelming feeling of relief swept over me. Kicking off my shoes, I made my way through the little mock lounge to the king-sized bed, laid my suitcase on top of it, and walked straight over to the minibar. Minutes passed as minutes do, drinking slowly from a heavy glass filled with jangling ice cubes and vodka, hypnotized by the streaky nighttime scene being played outside my window. Time just seemed to jump cut like a YouTube clip knocked together by a bunch of stoner art students. I remember taking the body-numbing hot shower and slipping into the fluffy white robe that was hung next to another matching one on the back of the door. How I made it back to the bed, unpacked my suitcase and phoned through my late-night room service order was anyone's guess. BBC World News flickered in the background, a story about a train derailment in Madrid washing over me as the second vodka kicked in. I must have drifted off, because the ringing doorbell woke me like a bucket of cold water thrown over a Saturday night drunk. Pulling my robe tightly around my naked waist, I stumbled toward the door, unlocked the chain, and turned the handle. Before I even had time to fully open the heavy wooden door, it was pushed from the outside by a long black stockinged leg, a room service tray held between two white gloved hands. The girl flashed a crooked smile and tossed her head back, sending the red ponytail she wore bouncing across her milky white bare shoulders. "Where would you like this?" she cooed, two emerald green eyes sparkling in my direction. It was a rhetorical question. I watched as she set the tray down on the walnut writing desk and hopped onto the bed. I knew instantly there was something not quite right about this strange scenario being played out in the dimly lit room. She just didn't belong in this movie. Her ivory cream-colored cut-off top, short cobweb gray skirt, and tattooed arms didn't fit the normal room service uniform script. "Come up here," she said, patting the spare space next to her on the bed.
"Look, I'm not sure what this is all about, but I think there has been some kind of mistake."
A confused and somewhat clumsy cliché retort, but the only one that seemed to make any sense in this moment of fast unraveling reality. "Think of me as an adventure," she replied, sliding off her red heels. I didn't really know what to think as my tired eyes fell softly into hers. "My name is Lucy. Lucy Lockett. You can call me Arousal."
All my special friends do.